Second week of April, tax week.
Tax week.
And this is your Minority Sports Report.
Taxes.
Bitches.
What up, Big Black? It's Julian.
Woo!
Holla.
And after a week absence because of life.
Life and stuff.
We are back in full force. We got some basketball to talk about.
Basketball.
I'm gonna talk some hockey. We got some college basketball.
College and professional. We got hockey to talk about.
And some MLB.
Baseballs.
We got some Pretorius. We got some Big Dummies.
Oh, Big Dummies.
We got a couple Big Dummies.
Word.
So, lots to talk about this week. We got golf to talk about.
Yeah, golf. Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
So, John, what you want to lead us off with? What you think is the biggest story today?
Today, literally, the biggest story today is Bubba, whatever his name is, winning the Masters.
Now, 12 months of hyping the Masters, a CBS tradition.
Yep, they're going to start hyping next year.
Yeah.
Yesterday. But what the hell's his last name? Watson.
Bubba Watson.
Watson.
From Florida, won his second.
Wow, that's weird. Watson. Watson. I don't know what's going on in my throat. It's like, I can't say that last name. It's weird.
Won his second Masters in 3 years.
3 years. That's pretty
damn
good.
That's pretty good in the golf world.
Pretty good.
I was thinking there's what? Maybe four or five majors in golf. It's the Masters, the...
always know these ones. I can never get them.
It's a Masters, British Open, U.S. Open...
Canadian Open.
I do not think there's a Canadian Open.
What?
Golf. See, it's like, those are the only three, like, I can name. Oh, PGA Championship.
Oh, yeah. And then this one, the Masters.
Right? Well, that's four. I thought there were five.
Whatevs. Point being, beast. But is it the same course he won?
Well, Augusta, it's always at golf. Augusta in golf.
Oh.
Like, the Masters always have.
Oh, I see.
So.
Yep. That's why this podcast exists, so we can all learn.
So there is.
Fucking Yankees.
There are the Masters and the U.S. Open.
You looking at tennis?
No. Okay, so there's the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, which is the British Open. And the GPA Championship. So I guess there's only four. Four majors. And then, you know, a lot of shit.
Come on, Tigers.
Yeah, well, he's not coming back for a while. He's having back surgery.
I know. Boo. But congratulations to you, Mr. Bubba Watson.
The Mr. Bubba Watson.
I hope you're not a racist. I didn't say he was.
No, I know, but I'm just saying he might be. But there's an equal chance that he is not.
Here's hoping. Yes.
Bubba Watson, we don't know if you're a racist. That's all we're saying. We're not saying you are a racist.
We just don't know.
We just don't know. You're just a dude named Bubba.
Watson.
Bubba Watson, who's really, really good at golf.
Yeah.
That's all I know about you.
You're amazing in golf, sir.
And your sport was pretty racist for a pretty long time.
And sexist. Kind of still is.
Still is.
Respecting gangster,
come on.
Though.
Condoleezza Rice is a member at that club.
Yeah, just her.
She just had to be the first black woman Secretary of State. But, you know.
God. She's on the board for Dropbox.
No, jokes aside, Condi, I like you.
No, she's a boss, man.
I don't like much about your policies, but I like you as a person.
She, yeah.
But, so, yeah, congrats to Bubba Watson.
Good job. I don't know. Good job, guys.
Did you have any interest in that because Tiger was out? Would you have been more interested if Tiger was in it?
1,000% yes, because when Tiger is playing, I know when there's golf on. When he's not playing, I don't know when golf is on. That's that simple. I had no idea it was the Masters. I thought you were just watching golf. Okay, I was like, oh shit, the Masters. He's like, yeah, man, a CBS tradition. Yes, that's right. How did I forget? They've been hyping this shit since the Super Bowl.
Since the Super Bowl.
And I was just like, damn.
Whatever championship they had this year.
Yeah. I think they had, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, but yeah, I'm good job, Hawk. Let's go to hockey.
Hockey? The playoffs are about to start.
Around the corner.
In what I personally think are the best playoffs in the out of the four major sports.
Yep, because even I watch hockey a little bit. And that's more than a lot of things get out of me.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I just feel in the hockey playoffs, any team that's in there has got a shot.
You know? Any team's got a shot.
It doesn't, you know, you can... You could have that 8th seed. I mean, 2 years ago, L.A. was an 8th seed. They won the whole thing. That would never happen in the NBA. That would never happen in the NBA.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen.
Unless, like, I don't know, LeBron, like, broke his leg. It was just like, my femur's cracked!
My femur!
You know, doing, like, a pregame dance with Dwayne Wade. God, that would be hilarious. But...
A pregame dance with Dwayne Wade.
Well, you know, they're like...
Oh, that shit's great, dude.
You know how basketball is.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, my Colorado Avalanche...
Congratulations.
Have clinched the top seed in their division. So they are the number 2 overall in the Western Conference.
Congratulations.
Your Boston Bruins have... automatically clenched home ice throughout the playoffs.
Throughout the playoffs, please don't blow it. Because they almost had it last year.
But I am super psyched because the Avalanche were the worst team in hockey last year. Yeah. And now they're one of the best.
High five.
Worst to first.
I can relate to that with the Celtics.
I mean, it happens.
It does, man. It really does.
And so I'm excited. Colorado's
hot,
excited.
They need to be hot.
Yeah, Colorado's excited about hockey again.
Again. I just pick the right places to be. I just bring winningness, because that's a real word. I bring winningness to the places I be.
But as the hashtag the Avalanche are using, why not us?
Yeah, why not?
Although, for the first time ever, I found myself rooting for the Detroit Red Wings, because they were playing the St. Louis Blues, who were ahead of us in the standings, but until they lost...
The Blues?
The Blues. St. Louis Blues.
What is the Blues?
What is the Blues?
Well, what is it like there? What is their team? Like,
their team?
Like, what's their mascot? Is it just blue?
I don't know. What's they like have their symbol is like a... Like
is it the blue leaf?
No, that's the maple leaves.
I thought maple leaves... No, maple...
The Blues is like a music note. It has like a music note and then like...
That's weird. I don't know shit about hockey.
Yeah.
Like, I've never even heard of this team. That's crazy, son. It's crazy. It's 2014. I'd be on Google. This is the fuck?
The St. Louis Blues. I think they're a fairly new team. Like, within the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years.
No, that's still, like, I really should have known that. Like, seriously. I'm about to bottle myself with this delicious Starburst in a bottle.
Summer Shandy.
Summer Shandy.
Line and Kugels, if you want to send us a case.
Line and Kugels. It's so good. I said it right because I just copied what you said. I can't read this shit to save my life. It's fucking crazy.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm always excited to watch the NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. It's one of those... It's not. I'm not a hardcore hockey fan. I'm very casual in that I follow the Avalanche... And, you know, maybe try to... I'll probably go to, like, 2 games. I went to 2 games this year.
Yeah, you usually go to a couple games.
And then, you know...
As long as I've been here, you have.
Yeah. Because I enjoy hockey, but... although this year, I did learn finally what icing was.
Go ahead, explain it to everybody.
Okay.
In a quick fashion.
The best way I can describe it is when you have that puck at one end,
yes,
and you just like whip it to the other end,
okay,
so that like the other team has no shot of like handling it or getting it,
yeah,
then it's icing.
Oh. Just
it's the I can go into like the
logistics. Being a dick.
Yeah, there's like you know, it's like one they have to like they're like your defensemen have to cross like the like, blue line yeah, at a certain time. Okay. And it's like but yeah, basically, if they're at one end and they just hit the puck in the other end and like nobody touches it, then it's icing.
Then it's icing. We may potentially have a better explanation next week.
Potentially. Yeah. But that was my understanding of icing.
Word. But yeah, man, hockey's going in full swing.
It's
good for everybody. It's good.
You know, hockey's fun and almost as long as
what
NBA
the NFL playoffs?
NBA playoffs.
Almost as long as the NFL playoffs, you say?
Both last about 2 months.
Yeah,
NFL playoffs last a month.
Yeah, but the I don't know. I don't really watch hockey, but it seems like the games go by a lot faster.
Yeah, I don't know.
The series, at least. I mean,
I think it always seems like they're done like a week or two before the NBA is done.
Because they don't probably take fucking eight day breaks. We're gonna play on Tuesday. We'll see you guys in December. And I'm like, yo, Tuesday's the fucking.
All right. Well, here's the NBA season. I believe is closed. Like,
is it done? It should be. Hold on, let me. Because I know the Celtics. Yeah, the Celtics beat the Cavaliers for their 25th win on the season yesterday. The 25-55. Ugh.
Yeah, but it could be worse.
Okay, man. So they play tomorrow. Play the 76ers tomorrow. Hold on, let me just check the schedule.
There's like got to be like one or two games.
Yeah, it's real close to wrapping up. Everybody, give me a oh. Yeah, literally two games left. The Celtics' last game is on the 16th, and they play the Wizards.
powerhouse.
Yeah, they beat the Bobcats, and then they beat the Cavaliers.
Bobcats, who are above 500.
Yeah, which is better than the Celtics. 25-55.
Yeah, but at least you're not the Milwaukee Bucks, who will not have won 20 games this season.
Oh, that's bad.
They won 15.
Oh, damn, because I was going to say, they're playing the 76ers who only have 17 wins.
Yeah.
But 15 is...
That's brutal. 15-65 right now.
Yo, like, it was bad for Boston, yo, this year with the Celtics. And everybody knew it, dog. It was just like, 15 games, man. I don't know.
That's awful. The Nuggets in the 90s won like 11 games one season. Do you know how hard that is?
Because the jersey sucked.
Yeah, I gotta have fresh jerseys.
Fresh jerseys, yo. Because
good teams always change their jerseys a lot. Yep. And have Yankees always changing
the shit up.
Always changing their jerseys.
Every 3 years. It's like, damn, what team is that? It's the new Yankees jersey.
But, it's just... I don't know. It's like we always say, it's just the shit product, so we're going to see whether the Pacers or Miami is going to represent the East.
Right.
Probably Miami.
Yeah, most likely.
And then
all signs out of the West, point to yes.
Although, here's my oh shit. Guess who finished at the bottom of their division?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
Yeah, I know.
The Lakers. The yeah. Lake Show.
Yeah, traditional powerhouse teams, man. It was pretty rough for us this season.
Oh man, the only ones who are finishing worse right
traditional
now.
Traditional was the key word.
Are the Jazz in the Western Conference?
The Jazz, you said, finished worst?
Yeah, they're at 24-56.
Oh, damn. They're still... The Celtics are doing better than them. It's crazy.
Yeah, the Celtics and the Lakers have the same record. They both won 25 games and lost 55.
Oh, my God, man. At least the Celtics aren't in the bottom of the Atlantic Division.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, and it's, you know, the Nuggets are doing... They're sub-536-44, so they'll probably end the season at like 37-45. Which isn't, you know, in a transitional year or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you got to see it.
I don't know. Who do you think is going to come out of the West? San Antonio, OKC, or the Clip show?
Definitely not the Clippers. They're not ready yet, but they're going to put on a damn show. They're going to put on a good show. Like, I believe in Doc Rivers. Like, I really do, because of what he did. Yeah, the Celtics only won one championship, but like what he did with what they had was amazing.
Anything is possible.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. I ain't going to do it. But I don't think the Clippers are going to. It's going to be San Antonio, man.
You think it's going to be San Antonio again? You think it's going to be a repeat of last year, San Antonio, and
now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, OKC.
OKC?
Yeah.
They didn't have Westbrook last year.
Right. And then,
And
I'm just...
From what we watched today, Westbrook looked healthy. Although he almost...
I know we both just shook our heads and sighed at the same
time. Yeah, so like the shot clock expired, the quarter ended, and so like whoever there, some Pacers player like just fired off a shot, and what Russell Westbrook fucking runs out, blocks the shot, falls on his ass, and I'm just like, John and I just look at each other and I just go, what if he had gotten injured? And John was like, I was thinking the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Like, what,
a bonehead
move. Yeah. That was like, that almost was big dummy.
Almost, yep.
Because
almost,
you didn't get injured, so yep. I'm not going to call you a big dummy.
But that was a big dummy move.
Yeah, because, what, you like break your tailbone 2 days before the fucking season ends?
Yeah, that's how he landed, like, straight on his tailbone. Almost. Yeah. Almost.
But it was like...
He got some cheek under there, but...
But still, he fell on his ass.
Yeah.
And there's, you know... if he had to leave the game for that, you know?
Yeah, that's...
But whatever. I don't know. I think it's going to be OKC or San Antonio. I mean...
Yeah. It's either... Like I said, it's not going to be the Clippers. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in two seasons, but... They're just not there yet, I don't think...
You think the Lakers are going to be better next season?
If Kobe Bryant's playing, the Lakers are always going to be better. That's just a reality. So if he's playing, yeah. But if he isn't, then it's going to be another long-ass season.
Yeah, because right now the top three contenders for number one overall are going to be Milwaukee, Philly, and Orlando at 15, 17, and 23, respectively. Those are wins, people.
Yeah.
Those are wins in an 82-game season. 80. This isn't football. We're talking 82 games, and you win 15. I mean, I get it, but it's there's no balance in the NBA.
Nope. You know? And that's why I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what Adam Silver does, because. Is that his name, right?
Yeah, that's the new guy.
The commissioner.
New commissioner. Now that Shady McShaderson is done.
Shady McShaderson, he's done.
He has nothing to do with his religious affiliation. Regardless of what religion David Stern is, I would still call him Shady. I want to put that out there.
Oh, I just got it. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's a shady.
Yeah, he is shady, but I'm not calling him sneaky.
I'm not calling him sneaky.
But yeah, I'm excited to see what Adam Silver does. I really hope he puts a stamp on it. I mean, theoretically, there's no reason to think he won't.
Right, and so far, like the things that he's done to me have been positive things, like. I'm paying attention now to them. I'm not watching their games. Of course, I'm going to watch some of the playoffs, you know, because it's playoffs, you know, but I'm not, like, the fact that you can go and see what the rules are with visual aid.
No, and
that's huge to me.
Man,
make
the draft open again. How about that?
That's bringing the NBA
secret.
That's bringing NBA into the fucking 21st century, honestly, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it marketing wise and branding wise, totally.
Right, but it's like, yo, you need, like, we always, I will always bring it back to the NFL because they do it the fucking best in this country, you know? It's just like, everybody knows the rules. Everybody's held accountable to a higher standard, you know? Everybody. Because everybody knows what they're looking for, you know?
Well, the Knicks got eliminated.
The Knicks got eliminated. I was going to say something about that, but...
Come on, man.
Mellow. Starter. Glass knees. You know what? I'm going to punch another fire hydrant case because I'm so mad.
Oh, man. That was just like... you know, New York, I get it. Greatest, you know, you feel you're the greatest city in the world. And
kind of are.
Yeah, I would say they are, but I didn't want you to be like, hold up.
No, it's true. I'm not...
It's the Rome of our empire.
It is. It literally it is.
And
I don't like it, but I don't... There are great things about it.
But, yeah, and it's just like, you were so like, oh, you let Mel go, Denver, and now we got J.R. Smith, too. Oh, ooh, six man of the year. Nigga. J.R.
Smith. He's a thirsty ass nigga. Just every time I hear his name, I'm just like, nigga, Rihanna called you a thirsty ass nigga, man. It's fucked up. Urban Dictionary, if you don't know, do it.
I had to look it up. It is not positive.
It's not positive at all.
But I wouldn't disagree with it.
That's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like you had the Nuggets cast off. Like, people we didn't want anymore. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And you know, I have actually really no hate on Carmelo because I'm just like, he got us to the playoffs for 9 years in a row, and you know, the Nuggets wouldn't have been able to do that without him. Yeah. Well, I guess they did it last year. But he turned the team around. I mean, the Nuggets were notoriously bad before Melo arrived.
Not today.
They had their moments. They had their moments, but it was like.
But I mean, like I said, I can't relate.
Yeah, no, because I mean, Boston's always been.
I can because they sucked for my adolescence and teenage years.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you didn't care as.
No, I wasn't really into it like I am now. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. They've been winning since I started liking sports. I've always.
And it's just like, yeah, and technically, as pretty much as long as I've been like into professional sports, the Nuggets have been a decent team.
Actually, yeah, the Patriots. Yeah, I was in like the fifth grade. I remember that shit. Super Bowl against the Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
That was the one before we won.
Yeah.
The only one of two we won. Oh, now I've made myself sad.
Hey. You got more than the Browns.
always got that.
Yeah, I'm wondering like how many teams don't have Super Bowls. I'm gonna go off on a little K-hole. It's cool. No, we can continue discussing what we were discussing.
Because
I think it's
the
NBA, man.
NBA playoffs are a joke.
Yeah.
And it's like we're just waiting for either OKC, San Antonio, the Pacers, or Miami to like, you know, win the West and win the East. And if you had asked us probably at the beginning of the year what the four teams we would pick to be, you know, our number one contenders, I bet we would have picked those four teams. Maybe put the Lakers in there because Kobe was supposed to come back.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, nobody... I didn't think the Nuggets were going to make anything. I certainly didn't think Boston was going to do anything this season. You know,
no,
Chicago?
Absolutely not.
Did anyone think Chicago was going to do shit?
I didn't. But.
I mean, D Rose was supposed to. Maybe he'll be back next season.
You seen his new sneakers, yo?
Are they just like wheelchairs?
No, I was gonna say they're fucking shoes by Stacey Adams. They're fucking fresh Manolos for the ladies.
I was like, what are they?
I don't know. Or what's the hot shit now? Like Jimmy Choo shoes or whatever y'all fucking wear. I don't know. But yeah.
Ferragamo. Ferragamo is a brand. I know that. Ferragamo. My girlfriend has a very expensive pair of Ferragamo pumps. She yelled at me.
You should just like pee on them. These are mine now. Marking my shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. We just piss everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. So
we've got the Browns, the Lions, the Texans, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Bills, the Panthers. Cardinals,
they've been, but they've never won.
Right. These teams have been. Okay. Excuse me.
These teams have
never won. The first four, the Browns, the Lions, the Texans, and the Jaguars have never been to a Super Bowl. These teams have been and never won. The Cardinals, the Falcons, the Bills. Oh, 0-4. That's just like so sad, man.
No, and it was back to back to back to back. This is so it's sad. It's not like the Broncos where it's like we had years in between them.
Yeah. Oh god.
It's just you go four times to a place and you can't win once.
The Panthers, who I believe lost to the Patriots, the Bengals,
yeah.
The Vikings, the Eagles, who also I think lost to the Patriots, maybe.
Yeah, that was McNabb's Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah. San Diego Chargers, the Seahawks. Well.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. And the Titans.
Titans.
Yep.
Titans went to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, you don't. That 1 yard fucking goal line thing. The stretch. The 1 yard line. At the very last second of it. It was so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. Because I was rooting for the Titans. Because
who'd they play?
I'd have to Google it.
Was it the Giants?
Good old Google. Talk to me, baby.
No, it couldn't have been the Giants.
Oh. Who did the Titans play in the Super Bowl? That's fucking according technology.
Wikipedia.org, the final play of Super Bowl 34 occurred January 30th, 2000, in the game between the St. Louis Rams and the...
Oh, the Rams.
The Rams, the greatest show on turf. Thank you, Google. You can shut the fuck up now.
All right. Well, I got a nominee for Big Dummy.
Big Dummy.
49ers have been in the news a lot in this offseason. they're like the Patriots of last season. Alden Smith was arrested at LAX for allegedly making bomb threats at a Southwest ticket counter with a person he got in an argument with it. The false report of a bomb threat.
Because he's a fucking moron.
He was going through a Terminal 1 screening when he made the comment indicating he was in possession of a bomb. That's a felony, right?
It is, yeah, man. You can't do that shit in an airport, yo. Anything you do in an airport that's like normal crime anywhere else is a fucking automatic felony. Like, a misdemeanor is a felony in an airport. Like, everything's a felony because you're in a felony checkpoint. I mean, in a federal checkpoint, and therefore committing a crime on federal property is automatically a fucking felony. It's crazy. I've seen so many people just get so go down on the dumbest shit.
Well, yeah, he's an idiot.
But yeah, he's like, fucking idiot. I don't get it.
Why would you do that, Alden Smith?
I don't know.
You're just. Come on. After Colin Kaepernick has raped. Well,
he's another big.
Yeah, he's another kind of big dummy. I don't know. Something happened with a lady that was. Weird.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on.
And Colin was implicated, although no one's been charged.
Yeah, nothing's. Yeah, we don't know shit.
No charges have been filed.
We're keeping our eye on it.
But it's still one of those things where it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You need to get your stuff together. So my nomination for Big Dummy of the Week is Alden Smith for making bomb threats in a.
Yep. And I'm gonna fucking agree and concur.
And we have another inductee.
Yeah.
Alden Smith, welcome to Big Dummy.
Welcome, you big dummy. You dumb dumb. You fucking dummy. That's just like, yo.
Yeah, because it's just, you know what? He probably got into an argument. He's just mouthing off. and was like, oh, what? They think I have a bomb? I do have a bomb. I'll blow this whole place up. Ugh. Just in the heat of the moment because you can't control your goddamn emotions.
Yeah. And it's okay because, you know, he's a football player. No, it's not okay. No. And that's why you're going to...
And don't you understand? This ain't the 40s anymore. They don't let celebrities off like that. Not when you fucking get caught in public. Your lawyer might get you off in court.
Right, exactly.
But the cops aren't going to let you get away with it anymore.
Exactly.
Because they don't need that shit. They got actual murders to cover up. I'm joking, LAPD.
So, Aaron Hernandez's buddies have also been officially charged with murder. Yeah, so they're going down.
Well,
it's taken a while, but like it's, I don't know, they're going down. Just like what's his face, Oscar Pistorius.
Oh yeah, he's going down.
The Blade Runner.
Might as well yell timber.
Might as well yell timber, yo. Oh, that was good.
But yeah, I mean Pistorius testified. I listened to some of the testimony. I think he feels really bad about shooting his girlfriend.
I do too. I really do too.
But I think he did it because he was mad at her, not because he was scared an intruder was in there.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah. I don't know. The prosecutor, I don't know how South African justice is, but it seems pretty theatrical. At one point, the prosecutor made him, like, tried to make him look at a dead picture of, or a picture of her, like her after the attack, and like he wouldn't look at it.
Her corpse.
Yeah, her corpse. Yeah. With like the bullet wounds and shit. And he was like, I was just trying to make him take responsibility for what he did. And I'm sure he has to a certain degree, but you know.
Not in the eyes of the law. Or at least to the prosecution.
Yeah. Oh, and he's being tried in. You know, as by three judges. There's no jury.
Oh, yeah. So their system is not like our system at all. Like, in the sense that, yeah, it's like our system, but it's like, there's no jury. Like you said, it's a three-judge panel.
Yeah.
And it's just like, America's Got Talent.
Yeah. So, when I heard that, what I was thinking was, I think it's strange, like, his outbursts of, like, sobbing and, like, doing that, because I'm like, I think, you know, judges are a lot more immune to, like, emotional, like, getting, like, swayed like that emotionally than, like, juries would be.
But that's here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. It's just... Judges are, you know, their whole thing is impartiality, which means, right, like, they have to not think about, you know...
But
you know, try to keep emotion to the minimum.
You know, like I think he's clinging to that because there's nothing else to cling to, because we all know the truth.
Yeah,
you murdered your girlfriend. Now that I've known like the story more and like, there's more details, he probably wanted to. You know, he was pissed off. So you know what? I'm about to show this bitch who's boss. Fire some shots off in the bathroom. You know. Be like, oh shit, I thought you were an intruder. No, but you hit her and killed her. And then you heard her scream, you know what? And you're a murderer, so.
Yeah.
You kept shooting.
Well, on that positive note.
Yeah, boy, that was great.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter.
The TMS Report. We might have a special guest next week.
Yeah, hockey expert.
We might not. I'm gonna fucking beat his ass if he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Can't tell who. All right, I'm
gonna watch. All right, it's gonna get me all excited. Ooh. Looking for a man. What
but you end up with one night stands. He could be your whole life if you got past one night, but that part never goes right. In the morning you're vexed, he's on to the next, and you didn't even get no text. Don't be too upset if they call you a scared, cause like the news every day you get pressed. You don't like players, that's what you said, but you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. All them big ballers don't do nothing for ya, but you'd love a rich man 6'2" or taller. You can't sit down right cause your jeans are too tight, and you're lucky it's ladies' night. With your big empty purse, every week it gets worse. At least your breast costs more than hers. So you did Miami, cause you got there for free, but somehow you missed the plane. You did too much E, met somebody, and spent the night like you. There'd be no fun. We go to the club and not see anyone. Without girls like you, there's no nightlife. All those men just go home to their wives. Don't be mad at me, cause you're pushing 30 and your old tricks no longer work. You should've known from the jump that you always get dumb, so dumb.